genie pouring from the sky. Let's get rich. What? The GK finds the sugar dimes. Can't quit. What? Now pop the cork and see Vega and get lit. What? What?
What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark. Walk through my
invitation from the French. You are tuning into the For Profit Podcast. I am your host. I am Haven B with my main man, Remote JD.
Live from Monterey Peninsula. Just played a mid-am round. Played like a sack of shit. But hey, what's up? We gotta get the Shriners out. Sorry for last week. My bad. Played a member guest in San Diego. Bad connections. Not that this one is good by any means, but a little bit better. Ready to roll. Let's get this shit going.
Okay. Last week, Mr. Sergio Garcia.
Yeah. Closed eyes.
Is that what he was doing on the putting green?
I heard he didn't open his eyes when he putted.
Bro, I've been looking at the hole for about 3 months now, and I can tell you that it takes a lot of stress off of putting.
No, Haven.
Listen, I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you that I've been putting, looking at the hole style, and it's good, and I like it.
Yeah, but you are not a good putter either. I'm not a good putter.
No.
I'm not gonna stay here and tell people how to putt because I'm a good ball striker. I'm not a good putter, so I tried to close my eyes in the practice green, and it wasn't working for me. And I four putted today, so you know, I mean,
bro,
I need some tips.
The ball.
I need to go see Sergio.
Listen, especially on putts inside 10 feet, don't look at the ball. It doesn't move. What do you need to look at it for?
Yeah.
If you keep your head on the hole, then you don't have to worry about keeping your head down, which is historically what is so amazing about most good putters. But
the problem is that if it were effective, everyone would do it.
No, people, please. What are you talking about? Well, Bryson's proven that whatever he's doing is effective. Is everybody doing it? Nope. Thank you very much.
I'm about to. I swear to God, I already set my fucking appointment. Next time I'm home, I'm going to get that shit going. I'm going to get that lock stiff. Shoulders. Are you kidding me? That's the way to go, man. Look at this dude. He's the best putter on tour. What are we even talking about? Everyone should be doing what that dude's doing. And we're going to talk about Bryson later. But, like, why wouldn't – I want to try it. I just want to see it. I just want to try it.
Well, here's what I do know.
Everyone's so afraid to push the limits on their golf games. And they don't want to, like, go against the things they've done their entire lives. Where Bryson's out here doing weird shit. And guess what? He's the best fucking driver of the golf ball, and he's the best putter of the golf ball on tour, bar none, argue.
I'll tell you what was kind of weird. I remember Matt Kuchar went to that weird anchor style after...
Yeah, he was one of the first ones.
No, but listen, the year before, Matt was in the top 10 in putting.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. How do you putt?
He putted normally. What do you mean? I think he was putting left hand low before.
So he just went to it.
I'm just telling you, bro. I've seen how many guys have we seen play well and then change? Like, I just never understood Tiger before he collected all of Jack's records, not just sticking with his swing until he got everything that he wanted to accomplish.
But this is the problem with what you're saying is that before recently, Tiger never changed his putting stroke.
Okay. Right. His swing was fine too. Why? Okay. How can we have the same mentality with a swing?
Because swings change with technology and with information, especially, right? Like the shit that we were doing when I was in high school and early, now it's like, it's all launch angle. It's all, I mean,
but for driver, especially. Not, like, listen to me. When you're that talented, that shit is null and void. When you beat Fields by, what did he beat the U.S. Open by? 13?
Oh, at Pebble?
Yeah.
You know, in 2000? Yeah, I mean, that was a bloodbath, yeah.
13. That tells me that Tiger could literally, if he never got hurt, Tiger could compete and win 3 times a year with the exact same equipment that he played at Pebble.
Sometimes you have to change your shit up. That's my point.
Whatever, bro.
You don't have to believe it, man. Just look at what's going on, man. Like, you sometimes you need the better technology. Sometimes you need the different strokes. I mean, that to me, I think that's legit. I think that's legit.
How many guys have ruined their careers switching equipment? Let's talk about Rory Slump. I can name so many.
Watney,
almost everybody who went to Nike, Jesus boy, everybody who went to PXG.
So real quick, you're gonna get some just for the listeners. You're gonna get a couple cameos from one of my best friends in the entire world. Played at USC, one of the best golfers I've ever met in my entire life. We're over here playing the mid AM together. He was part of the Seltzer Boys podcast. If you're a real long time listener, you're gonna hear him just dropping in and out.
Dropping in and out.
So this is what's gonna happen, and if anyone could chime in, he's the guy because he's one of the best golfers. Of anyone listening to this podcast, I guarantee you he's as good, if not better than you. So he will drop in and out. Just want to let them know when you hear the random guy in the back, that's him talking. Because
anybody that's carrying a Nike background,
there you go. So he,
see, I don't know if my point.
Him or not, but he's coming in hot. But he agrees with you, Haven.
All right.
When it comes to changing your shit, it doesn't work.
If you're making more on tour than what they're offering you, forget the equipment.
Forget it. So what do you do though?
I'm just saying, bro. If you're a multiple winner, if you got 2-3 wins, winning a major, what did it say? A major's worth $20 million lifetime, something like that.
I have no clue, brother.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Nick Watney only got $850,000 from Nike.
That's a fact.
Exactly.
So what was that? Was that worth it? Probably not.
Hell no.
Winning it 1 week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, better example. Look at fucking Justin Rose. Go to Homa and lost his game.
Wow, bro.
Right?
Justin Rose was the favorite, even though he missed the cut at the Masters.
Went to Homa, lost his game. It's never been the same.
Bro. Oh, I want to know how many people Foley has improved.
From changing their shit?
Yep. Pre-Foley? I mean, Rose, I think Foley was the one that got Rose right, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I would like to know how many guys have improved their moneyless standing after going to Foley.
I don't know. Packers -6 just got a little bit better. But yeah, after moving to a different I don't know. I think you're on to something.
Ledbetter and Foley.
Who got better? Nikki, you would know this. Who got better? Switching clubs. Do you know anyone?
No, we're talking coaches now.
Or coaches.
Well, that's why they're all choosing to play what they want. Why is Berger hitting a set of...
Oh, my God, Berger!
2010 TaylorMade's right now with an unmarked bat.
Yeah, Koepka hitting Mizuno's, right? Like, and Rory just... I mean, he had the Nikes forever. The prize money is where it's at. All right. I love it. So we can talk about prize money. Let's talk about a little bit of prize money from this week. Sergio,
oof.
Eyes closed.
Wowzers.
Did anyone see that shit coming?
No. Sergio's been playing okay, actually. Not like lights out, but he's been trending upward. That was pretty good. I don't think was he in the field though? Like, there was my list was quite long this week.
He was trending up in ball striking, which he's like one of the best ball strikers ever created. But he was trending way down in the fact that he couldn't make a fucking 3-footer.
Well, and those guys are broke right now. That's why they are going to play in Mississippi.
This is my question. This is a good question. Why the fuck was Sergio even at this golf course?
I don't think Sergio's broke. He lives in Texas now.
Chase some money.
Well, why is he there?
I tell you what, he made $850,000, something like that.
Well, but if you spend it on a mortgage every month, like what? I mean, not every month, obviously, but like, no, you're probably right. He's not broke, but is he like where? Like, why is he at Sanderson? That's my question.
Maybe he still loves the game. Like some of those guys still enjoy the game. You know, that's my feeling. Congratulations to him. I'm not saying I'm a crazy Sergio fan, but I've always respected his game. I'm, you know,
I love his game. The guy's one of the best ball strikers probably ever.
Not disrespecting his game. The reason is
I got a question. Okay. Who swing has ruined more amateurs? Freddie Couples, John Daly, or Sergio?
Wait, whose swing has ruined more amateurs?
Yes, like watching them on Swing Vision.
And trying to be them?
And trying to be them. Fred Couples, Sergio, or John Daly?
Oh, God. Because no one can be those motherfuckers, dude.
No, they're unique.
The question is who tried to be those guys and got fucked when they were amateurs?
No. I'm not talking about who had the – who like which swing do most people try to emulate out of those three?
Oh.
And then have totally wrecked their games.
Freddie.
Yeah.
Has to be Freddie. That fucking inside out, aim left, get underneath that bitch, hold on for dear life, Freddie, by far.
I tell you what, that illusion of lag that everybody says Sergio has ruined.
To hold that angle?
He's not holding angle. He is, it is falling on the plane. It's not.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not increasing anything. Just, I mean, there's a lot of videos about it.
But those three guys you just brought up, even are basically self-taught, unique. Also,
yes, 100%.
You cannot teach.
Well, Sergio's not self-taught. I mean, he's got a dad. His dad was a pro. His dad was very like.
Yeah, but that golf swing is so unique, though.
But bro, it's honestly, it's not that unique. There's so many guys that have that move. Like I can name like 20 offhand. It's just Sergio's really good.
Yeah, he's. I don't know, man. I think that's a pretty unique golf swing. I gotta agree with my guy on this one. Like. But I agree with you in that, like, those three guys, they kind of set the mold for, like, the unique golf swing and that unique spot that everyone tried to get to, and it just wasn't it was very difficult, and it probably, I don't know if it ruined anyone, but they are not the prototypical golf swings. Let's just call that right now.
Why did Harmon, and he basically has Adam Scott and Tiger Woods have the exact same golf swing?
For when they're in their primes.
Yep.
By the way, Adam Scott came to Butch with that golf swing. Adam's dad was a golf pro, and it's been said on many occasions that Adam came to Butch. Adam and Tiger had very similar builds, and Adam came to Butch with that swing.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right, and let's be real. I mean, Tiger came to Butch with that swing, too. Butch probably got the two best.
Tiger was much more across. Tiger looked like actually kind of Freddy-ish a little bit when he came out.
It was kind of
across the line.
It is what it is, and I don't think you're wrong at all. But I think you're right. You know, when you get to that kind of level, you get to those kind of guys. Those guys that have iconic golf swings, and then everyone just kind of copies what they're doing. So
teachers have philosophies; they build them.
Yeah, they build them. I mean, everyone builds off those dudes, right? So
yeah, the biggest detriment, I believe, was get the club parallel at the top of the swing and holding the angle. If any teacher tells you any of those two things,
parallel is irrelevant.
Run away.
I'm pretty sure Rahm and Fino destroy the parallel thing.
I know. But that's only been. I'm telling you, bro. When I started playing. Oh yeah, you got it, son. You got to get the club to parallel. Come on now.
It's fucking irrelevant.
Oh my God.
There's no parallel. Absolutely no parallel.
If there's a guy named Dan Fole, you can look him up on YouTube. If Dan Fole had a one, if he would have won the U.S. Open, he would have made the whole golf world much better.
Who's that?
This guy named Dan Fole. He hit it like 320 with.
Damn pole, he's back in the
80s. Bro. I don't know who the fuck that is.
I know you don't know who he is, but I'm telling you, he had like this. Okay, his swing looked very much like Burger, but he hit it like 20 by Burger.
With the woods.
I'm just telling you, bro.
The boy knows him. He's like, yeah, pull. That guy was a stick.
I'm just telling you, bro. You want to talk about some?
No, I know you're old school.
I'm just saying. I've been down the rabbit hole of.
I need to get you and my boy together. You guys could be in the fucking gauntlet right now, just talking golf swings.
But you look at guys like the prototypical swing, the one that was built like a robot would be someone like a Nick Faldo back in the day. Okay, that was the guy. But you had guys like Raymond Floyd. You could not teach that fucking swing at all. You could not.
It was bad.
It was just hand-eye coordination and pure gut desire.
Well, I will tell you something. I don't know how much you realize this, but Floyd actually came on tour with a much more traditional looking swing. And as he got older, it started to get that little weird inside takeaway jerk that everybody knows him for. He said when he first, cause his dad was a pro also. So when Raymond Floyd first got on,
he made a video called 60 yards and in, and he made his hay on short game is what he focused on. That's where he made his hay on.
Well, I'm not going to say he made his hay. He was extremely good at the short game.
It's kind of making hay though, bro.
Raymond
Floyd. We're over here, Raymond Floyd. Now, bro, these guys don't give a fuck about Raymond Floyd. Can we get that dude hasn't hit a shot in my lifetime? So can we just get to this golf tournament we're about to play?
All right, here we go. Back to the golf tournament of this week.
Hey, we just went down memory lane, boys, and now we're going back on tour. Raymond Floyd.
You won the U.S. Open. You don't win the U.S. Open just short game. Anyway, TPC Summerlin, par 71, 7250. Let's see, Bent Grass and Shiny Las Vegas. Corollary courses include Deer Run, Twin Cities, which means this is going to be a birdie fest.
Back in the Sin City, right?
Charlie Hoffman's going to win it because he's a UNLV.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Charlie God. So, Kevin, what about Kevin Na?
What about Is he in the field?
He usually plays here.
Yeah, he's in the field.
All right. It's got to be a birdie fest. What are you looking at, like 24 under or something like that?
That much?
What did Bryson win at?
Fuck. Yeah, Bryson probably won it. Yeah, right down there.
What about Jim Furyk? He's in our new Poetics.
Jesus Christ.
He's won there, and he's won there, too. At Vegas.
He has won this event.
I think this was Tiger's first win.
Tiger? Yeah.
Back in 96.
96.
Don't question me on my golf shit, dog.
That's got to be 96, right?
Don't question me on my golf shit, dog.
All right, play nice.
It was, he beat Davis Love in a playoff.
Ooh, for the win.
And Jim Furyk won at 95 the year before.
Love it.
All right. My model says Webb is far and away the best player.
Why? Isn't Bryson DeChambeau in this field?
Webb Simpson.
Yeah, he is. He is in this field. What do you think? After you get your dreams realized, I wonder what
my dreams.
Not yours, but like as a player, like when you get your dreams realized, I wonder how. What's Bryson been doing over the past 2 weeks? Like,
I don't know. That guy's a fucking maniac.
Hey, man, I agree with you on the Webb Simpson thing because that golf course is made for someone that hits a draw, which Webb Simpson hits a draw, a nice tight draw. And that's not a bad pick at all. I'm going to agree with you on that one. We can talk about Ray Floyd and all this stuff. That's irrelevant, but the Webb Simpson thing is you got to hit just a nice tight draw.
From a guy who got recruited by UNLV, played TPC Summerlin on his recruiting trip. So not a bad idea there. But yeah, let's just go through it. You have the numbers?
Oh, the numbers. Hold, please.
Bookmaker doesn't even have these things up yet. What the fuck are we doing here? Why are we even having a podcast when we can't even bet it? COVID. This is bullshit. We have to go buy a fucking shitty ass bet online.
You know what's crazy is I won that U.S. Open bet on Bovada. So now my money's on Bovada.
Disgusting.
And we're just Josh here. Don't take this personally. We're just having fun.
Of course. I mean, come on.
Okay. So who do you want to know? I got the numbers up.
I got the numbers too. Okay. So I mean, like Bryson has 7-1.
Hold on.
Insane. That's so bad. What?
Golfers, top of the board.
Okay. Bryson 7, Webb 10, Cantlay 14, Finau 18, Decky 18. Dude, this field is fucking juiced, bro.
Dude, you know who's a sleeper? I'm gonna tell you. Adam, the one that played at ULL too. You take those guys from ULL.
You have to the guys. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let's just go.
What? Just tell me this part. What in the hell? Okay, this is how you know books are exploitable. In what world, as a bookmaker, do you think the public's response to Tony Finau being a favorite to Colin Morikawa, or just that being a shorter price?
Oh, that's wild.
The Mormons have been betting.
Okay. Hey, we're politically and religiously correct here, okay? The Mormons have been betting.
I'm just so confused, bro. It's like, are we in a Twilight Zone or some shit?
Can we get some head-to-heads real quick? Hold on. Let me see if they have any head-to-heads. There's no way they make those two guys. I mean, win equity here, right? You got the GOAT post suspension. I guess probably that's Bryson at this point, considering one U.S. Open is one. Yeah. Morikawa's 20, Finau's 18. Yeah, Finau's not winning ever.
Yeah. So just from this list, Webb at 12, that's a great price. Cantlay, I haven't seen him on TV in about 6 weeks.
Wait, you think 12 Webb is a great price? I think that's a terrible price.
I don't think, not in this field.
This field is not bad.
Bro, I have seen Webb Simpson blow fields out of the water on several occasions. So listen.
But that's, I mean, I get it.
He should be, I'm sorry. Okay, how about this? It's fair. He should be the second favorite with who's under him.
You should be staying fair, but it shouldn't be 10. You should be like...
I got 12 or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
I mean, okay. So I'm going down this. Finau 18, that's wild. Decky 18, wild. Terrible. Morikawa 20 is probably my favorite bet of all these guys.
Exactly. Well, the top of the board for sure.
I mean, come on. He's 20-1. And you got Decky, Finau, Cantlay, who have been shitting the bed for... since post suspension, and they're favored more.
Well, yeah, Morikawa's are, you know. Yeah.
UNLV guys, okay. Nikki loves the UNLV guys. So let's find our best. Who's our best UNLV guy?
There's not that many guys here.
Hoffman go UNLV?
Yeah.
He's just 66.
Hoffman. I can't believe Kevin Na is not in this field. He plays this thing.
No, he is. He's just 66.
Yeah, 66. He won here. He won here two years ago. I think he won 2 years ago.
Oh, so this was the one where he like...
Yeah.
He checked in on Thursday or Friday to win me a bet, and then he just kind of stomped everyone.
Yep, he made it happen.
Okay, Nas in play here for sure. I mean, you're looking at these guys like we got Will Zalatoris back at 50. My boy, who I fucking absolutely shit on at the U.S. Open, and he absolutely raked me out.
Oh, he gave you a new one, boy. No lubrication, just nice.
Just raw dog that shit.
Here, boy.
That's okay. Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't fun. Matty Wolf, 25, man. It's fine. This dude's getting respect. This is a good Matty Wolf course. He can just bomb it, can he?
Yeah. This is not a bad. I was kind of sad. He's got one win. God, he's. Yeah, you know what? It's about time he finally got. But you know what? Scottie Scheffler was on a heater.
I take Scheffler at 28 over Wolf at 25.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for, a Chef Wolf head to head, actually, if I can ever find it.
Oh.
What about Victor?
Victor's not here, bro.
Oh, he's not here?
Why isn't Hovland here?
I'm not sure. He's chilling.
That dude, go back to fucking...
his car. He's chilling in his car.
He should be here, man. That dude's not... he hasn't won ever. Like, why isn't he here? Good. I mean, good talk, man. Okay. Louis Louis 33. Louis at 33, can't fuck with that.
I like how you're asking me, like I have a personal line to him. Like, you know what, man? You know, me and Hovland, we've been chilling out lately. And
why is Jason Day at this golf tournament? This golf tournament's actually pretty stacked, bro.
This tournament actually has a pretty good turnout, actually.
All right, Nikki, what do you think? Who do you like? Who do you like?
Well, no, look at the correlation between the Phoenix Open winners.
Phoenix in here.
In here.
Okay, Phoenix in here. Haven.
Yes.
You know who won Phoenix. Phoenix in here. That's a correlated, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's the Webb. Well, Webb, obviously.
Webb, yeah.
Tony, well, not Tony, plays well at Phoenix. Tony. Chez Reavie, I don't know if he's playing. Hideki Matsuyama is a winner at Phoenix.
When was the last Hideki win? 2017?
I think it was at that WGC, I believe.
Is Reavie in this field?
I don't know. I'm just telling you who won, though. Yes, Reavie is in the field. 100-1.
That's a dirty one. We'll get to him later. So when I look at the top of the board, I'm wondering, okay, here's my question. Why is Jason Day playing?
I'm telling you, bro. They love the game. And don't forget, they're trying to stay in shape because the Masters is around the corner.
But these are warmer, okay? So, I mean, this field, bro, is like, this is one of the better fields we're going to see for the next month.
Well, Vegas is fun, too.
And it's in Vegas. Well, and they get back-to-backs because the next one's in Vegas, too. Next one's at Shadow Creek. It's
cocaine and white bitches.
Cocaine and white bitches.
Yep. Cocaine and white bitches. I guess so.
Off the rails.
Nothing.
Hey,
literally.
Steven, I tried to get you to take this thing tomorrow, and you want to do it tonight, so this is what you get, man.
And so be it. I don't really.
28, this is a golf tournament he can actually win.
Who?
Ricky.
Is he here?
I see him 28.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. Man, I'm just not a believer.
I'm not betting him, but.
Not a believer in this kid, man.
I'm over this dude.
I do like the Charlie Hoffman call. I think he is playing really. He actually. Oh, did I tell you about the medium beat I got last week? I hit the first round leader and got 20. I got made $14.
On the first round leader.
Yeah, I got a 4-way chop.
Man,
sweet.
Hoffman with the UNLV, by the way.
Too. Yeah, yeah, we know. Yeah, we talk. Him and Noah.
Well, yeah, they're all different.
Matt Kuchar.
Chad Campbell, is he in the field?
Easy, guys. Easy, guys.
Yeah, let's not go too far. All right, my boy's off the rail. Excuse us.
Excuse us.
Too many white cloths.
Marco.
All right, do we have any more drops? Or we need to talk about the Bryson train. Drop that shit.
On the board, the Bryson train. Your tickets ready. Get your tickets ready.
Bro. So
the best golfer in the world.
Bryson is, bro, he is, I don't know. I don't really understand the hate as much as I can't stand.
Oh, my boy hates him. Like, if you want a fucking just a rant, I mean, I got one here. I'm not sure if we want this or not, but.
But he's a good guy. I mean, he may just be, he's just annoying.
His family is terrible, and he's kind of a dipshit, to be honest with you. But I love his game. I love what he's doing. 7-1 seems a little short.
But it's correct because they don't want the Bryson action. That's the reason. No. And he won here. It's a double whammy. So anytime you get a pass one.
Yes, correct. Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So you got the double whammy. So that's why.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Sungjae here is interesting. Hasn't been playing great. I mean, I'm not really into Sungjae much right now, but like, this is a course you like him better on course you can grind on. Right?
The only bet, in my opinion, that's worth betting pre tournament is
the field at 250.
No, actually, the field doesn't do well here. Colin Morikawa was the only bet I would make pre flop in this field.
Oh, is this you don't like a 2-1 field bet here?
No, look at the history.
So you're telling me I have to make a card now. Because you know I'm 2-for-2 field bets without the card.
So Sergio was in your field last week.
Hell yeah, he was in my field. Are you kidding me?
I'm just telling you that, you know, I had a pretty long card last week.
Sergio was like 66, bro.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, if you go through and look at the last five winners of this tournament, they've been at the.
Damn it! So you're telling me I have to make a card?
Just look it up. You seen the winners over here?
I'm with you. I mean, here's Sungjae, 11th at the tour, 22nd at the US Open, 28th at the Sanderson, gaining strokes, ball striking all the way through. I think Sungjae is probably the best bet in that range.
This guy. Hasn't Cam Champ won twice?
Cam Champ's not here.
Yeah, he is.
What is his number?
80.
Why is Cam Champ 80?
Exactly. That's not a bad bet.
What the fuck are we talking about?
He's the guy to fucking bet the farm on.
Cam Champ is 80?
80.
That's your guy.
That's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
That's your guy, bud, right there.
Why is Cam Champ and Christopher Ventura?
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Why don't they wait? Okay. Haven.
Yeah.
Tell me. Give me a logical explanation for why these fools don't respect this dude.
Listen, I don't ask questions. I thank you for your negligence, and I move forward.
That might be the best bet I've ever made in my life.
No, definitely.
Why is Cam Champ 80 after winning two tournaments? And Danny McCarthy's 80. Cam Smith is 80. Sebastian Munoz is 66. I mean, I love Champ. I love Charlie Hoffman. And Cam Davis. Cam fucking Davis. I'm losing my mind.
How many tournaments has Adam Hadwin won?
Oh, like one, like 3 years ago?
No, he won. No, he's won.
He's the poorest one.
No. That one has two. He won.
I'm about to break my. Can I get a rant drop?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Can I get a fucking rant drop?
Time for James to go on a rant now.
And it begins.
Cam Champ is a fucking beast. He's won two tournaments on tour, and he is 80-1 in Wills of Taurus, who, again, I don't give a fuck. Fuck this guy. Maybe I'll lose this bet every single time. I don't care.
He's
a West Coast guy, so he knows the area. I guarantee he's played this course a million times. Why is Wills of Taurus 50 and Cam Champ, a winner of two tournaments, who has played well this year, is 80? What the fuck is going on? Russell Henley, Zach Johnson, Cam Davis. They're all shorter. What are we doing, people? Is this ridiculous?
It's gonna be a birdie fest. It'd be like if you two
a birdie out. Fest. You know who's good at that? The guy who hits it hard further than anyone.
Yeah,
it's
like you would have two
putted
every par five today.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Yeah, we have two every par five today. We'd be fucking 2 under right now. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Side note: I have a coach alert. Mr. Bradley Hughes is resurrecting golf games around the PGA Tour. This guy, he got Smith. Brandt. He's the guy that got your boy back, Tood. And you can talk about him all you want, but this guy is a great coach. And if you're in the doldrums on tour and you're going to this guy, he is showing and prove. So Mr. Stedeker had a nice little showing last week. So I'm just saying, watch out for anybody that's going to Bradley Hughes, bro. This guy's
look, dude. I just can't.
So
I
legit.
Can't, I can't go past Cam Champion at 80. So I mean, it is what it is. But like, that's wild.
I'm not going below. There's nothing that I see down there.
Low.
No, I'm not going.
Chez at 100, bro.
Yeah, I don't think I'm stopping in the hundreds.
You don't like Chez at 100?
You know what? What's his name mentioned? Somebody. That guy on Twitter. The guy that won the 100,000 a couple weeks ago. And they golf.
Nerds. These guys are nerds and they're fucking. All they do is they just play like. They, I don't know. DFS nerds don't get me going, bro.
He's actually more of a betting guy, but he just happened to hit it. I think his name is Joe.
Okay,
well, he's a good guy.
Shout out to Joe.
There, Joe I Tour Picks. That's his name.
Oh, good for him. Hey, hope he's listening.
Whoever hits it fucking hard.
Yeah, man, you can just spray it here.
Not spray.
Oh, I remember. Chapel 275 you found him at.
Chapel.
Chappie.
Yeah, that's who you mentioned.
Yeah, that's
okay. Chapel. At what?
275. I got him at 250. He is my lone bomb this weekend. He played well last week.
Bomb, 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 bomb. Play it.
I told you that.
No, hey, bomb, you bomb, 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 bomb. You're going to.
Yeah, that's my bomb.
Okay. He got 23rd at Sanderson, getting all kinds of strokes putting. He's hit it like shit forever. Whatever. I like.
He was hurt. He was hurt.
He's an actual golfer.
He what?
He's like an actual golfer. Like this guy,
Kevin Chappell has major championship talent.
Yeah, dude. Like he got hurt, which sucks. But in his prime, he's a top 50 golfer in the world.
Okay.
I love it. I'm not betting it, but I love it. I don't have any bets. I just want to bet Cam Champ. I cannot believe these motherfuckers have Cam Champ at 80-1. I just can't get off it. I just can't get off.
Bro, they make bad decisions every week.
Cam Champ was 60 at the U.S. Open.
So be it.
Shit's wild.
So be it.
Like, if I could max bet a fucking outright, I would, but that's not how I roll. But I don't really get it. I just don't understand. Okay. Well, that's my thing. Other than that, let me just look at the old mod real quick.
I'm just gonna spit out my top 10 on my model, and then
okay.
So Webb. Webb, Decky, Varner, Casey, Bryson, Morikawa, Wolf, Finau, English, and Cantlay in that order. I am completely disregarding Patrick Cantlay. I don't have a good feeling about Harold Varner nor Hideki. Everybody else is, you know, in the running.
Okay. I have Russell Henley popping high, but I am completely ignoring him because I just don't trust him.
Scheff's 11, so yeah, I'm definitely down with that.
I like Scheffler. And what kind of number can we get on Scheffler?
25-ish, 29-ish.
I'm gonna look for a 28 on Scheffler, and I'm gonna go there. And then I'm gonna definitely bet Morikawa at 20. He should be the favorite here, probably. Well, Bryson should be the favorite. He should be the co-favorite. I mean, that's wild. And then Champ. I mean, those are my three favorite by far.
Okay. So that's let's give the people.
Golfers we hate, man. Golfers we kids.
Two fades.
Okay, two fades. Two guys I just hate. With an absolute passion.
Yeah, who you just.
What? Okay, well, what do you do with Jason Day here?
Well, you're asking, so that means you don't hate him.
No, I don't really want to fade him.
You want to fade Russell Henley?
This is a weird spot for him just to be playing.
I think I'm fading Cantlay and Henley.
Neiman? Neiman, you can't fade Neiman on Birdie Fest, dude. That guy's a fucking monster on birdie courses.
I don't know about that. He actually plays well at kind of tougher courses.
So you think of Neiman fade?
No, I'm just saying he plays well at tougher courses.
My model absolutely hates Joaquin Neiman, so I'm fine with a fade on Neiman. I'm gonna go with my boy on that because my model hates him. I'm gonna go with a fade on. I mean. We're going to get some good guys again. We might get like a Web Day even money. Do you think we can get that as a head-to-head? Probably not.
My dreams. Only in my dreams.
Head-to-heads.
That was a good song.
Only in my dreams.
What about Finau Day at minus 110?
I'm definitely going to. Oh. I thought you meant Webb.
Finau.
Can we get
Finau Day, you think?
Well, I know what Tony usually does. Day is up and down.
So Day is a fade if I can get a good number. I don't like Champ. Lanto's been Lanto. And I'm a full fade JT Post.
Okay.
How's that?
Hey, listen, it is what it is, my friend.
And again, this is probably not determined to the field bet. Although I know a lot of listeners probably take it to field bets the last 2 weeks. This week, I will have a full card. I will have a full card like normal because I think you can get a 60 or a lower winner here, because this is actually a really good field. I don't think he's here.
Who?
Oh, Piercy's here? Oh, dude, Piercy's.
Oh, yeah, Piercy is from Vegas. He won the he's the guy that won the tournament that Tony made, got second in, actually.
This might be a good Piercy spot, too. Good call, Nikki. All right, I'm going to look at Piercy, and we got some head-to-heads. He's not going to win it, but it's too good of his field to win. But, yeah, Piercy, those Vegas guys, they know this golf course. I get it. I'm not a big course history knowledge guy. But at the same time, you know, if you grew up there or whatever, that's a whole other world. So, Bryson will probably win by 30, but, you know, outside of him, those are the guys I like.
I'm all in, baby. I'm all in. All right. So, with that being said, I have a mini announcement.
Oh, hello. Are you getting married? We have a kid coming?
I'm already married. Motivation Cha-Cha is being released.
What is that?
That's my song.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you can geez all you want, but it's going to be available on iTunes and all platforms.
Motivation Cha-Cha?
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be the outro tonight?
It is the outro tonight. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. With that being said, I don't know. I mean, I think the people are ready to listen. Let's go.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to our wonderful podcast. You know, we do this for the love.
Hell yeah.
We thank you.
I'm going to send a copy of my book.
And we out.
Peace out.
Can't get over ain't no.
This goes out to anybody trying to pursue their dreams. Y'all, man, go for that. Life's too short.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Our mamas love us, our daddies too. Are the expectations too high for you? Way too high. Do you know what you want? Do you have a clue? And if you know, then gon' tell the truth. I'm scared. Do you wanna do art? Do you study rocks? Do you have a passion for making socks? How did you know? Maybe study insects. Do you love to box? Do you like to help people collect their thoughts? You get paid for that. Do you like to dance? Do you love TikTok? Are you cold with the moonwalk? That pop and lock? Do you love it so much that you just can't stop? Go ahead and do that shit. Create a shop. Way that you can be an inspiration for your brother and your little sisters. Show them you make a living from shimmies and them blisters. You flexible, you smooth as hell, you cold as ice and I know it. Get off your ass and show some moves and start a page, now grow it. I can hear you yelling, YOLO, is that right? Why you moving in slow-mo with your life? Time for that wake up, that rise and shine. This that motivation, cha-cha, man, quit wasting time. All I hear you screaming, YOLO, YOLO, YOLO. But you still moving in slow-mo, slow-mo, slow-mo. I can hear you yelling, YOLO, YOLO, YOLO. But you still moving in slow-mo, slow-mo, slow-mo. So what you gonna